little bit of a parish timeline here. I know there's a lot of writing up there. We'll just briefly go through it, kind of through a liturgical year, so you kind of know what to expect here at Annunciation. In December, we always start the new year with the first Sunday of Advent. One of the things that we do every year during Advent, it's our Advent outreach. It's called Be an Angel. So we adopt families and have that opportunity. There's hundreds of slips that are available to be able to take and to do. So in your planning about your thinking of helping at Christmas time, if you'd like to adopt a family or whatnot, you can just come and let us know, and we hand out the slips at Mass. We do something called Starry Night. It's an Advent parish event. And last year, it even snowed here in Central Florida. We had snow, and we had reindeer here, so it was fake snow. But you know what? The kids got excited, and it looked nice and everything, and fancy lights, and there were reindeer and singing. We do a Santa's workshop. But what's important, and I think what's beautiful about it, is we do meal packing. It's something that we've decided to do, and we pack meals for people in need. And last year we packaged 25,000 on that particular day between the school and then in the parish as well. And so it's something that a family can come. You can come single, come and do that together with your spouse. So you may think, oh, well, that's something for kids. You know what? It's for everybody. I know you'll enjoy coming. Christmas is obviously a very big deal here. Gives you a little bit of a sense of our Mass schedule for Christmas. Christmas this year is on a Friday, I believe. So then we kind of get into January. We get into February, which is ordinary time. Something that we do have in February is every year we do a marriage renewal retreat. So for all married couples, it's something very, very beautiful. And we invite you to participate. And that's also when our Catholic appeal takes place. The end of February or during Lent, or right before Lent, we start bringing people into our church who are not Catholic.